When God created us, He created us. You have to remember this. God created, okay? Since God created, there's no such thing as an individual saying, I created this, or look at my creation, look what I have done. They had something to start with, whether it's the artist on the canvas or the sculpture. They had something to start with. Only God started with nothing. And everything that exists, God created. So therefore, we only have one creator. One creator, one God, one spirit, one baptism. God, in order to relate directly to us, had already set the stage before He created anything for the ultimate love story of our life. God said, I must go down. You'll read in Scripture, you will hear the Holy Spirit, you will hear God speaking, let us go down, let us go down to see what is happening. Well, when heaven comes down, glory fills our soul. You and I depend way too much on intellect. We depend way too much on people that we believe has a great intellect. And that's wonderful. It is wonderful. Education's wonderful. But here's what I want you to look at within our life. The wisdom, spiritual wisdom that God gives us is more important than all your Bible study, all your memory verses, all of, I've learning this, I'm learning, and it's great, good, keep learning. I learn every day of my life. You continue to learn. But that's not the key, folks. Learning intellectually, even the Scripture, it is great. You can quote it. But God says, let me give you wisdom, spiritual wisdom to discern my calling, my touch, my love, my direction for your life. It is the wisdom of God that you and I must seek. You hear me preaching, teaching so much anymore on trust. You hear me focusing so much on that ultimate trust. Well, God wants us to gain the wisdom. He will offer us wisdom. He does offer all of us wisdom. I'll give you the wisdom. But you can't learn wisdom. It is a gift direct from God when it comes to spirituality. My spirit must be wise in the ways of God. It's great to continue to read, great to continue to study, great to learn. But when we're learning those verses where we are focusing in on this is what the Bible says, without the wisdom that God offers behind those verses, you've just learned great words. You've learned great truths. God said, I want to give you wisdom. I want you to understand spiritually who I am spiritually in your life. I'm all you're ever going to need, says God. But when I put you in that human form, and Brother Randy alluded to this, you and I need each other. We need one another. Because the world is too vile The problems in our lives are too many. You can probably put a name with each problem. Every generation does. But the problem remains the same in everybody's life. You just got a different name for them. That preacher Larry Vance is driving me completely nuts. Why don't he decide to go back to prison? Well, I got too many former members there. Can't believe I said that. But think of it. Think of it. Wisdom is of God. Knowledge we can get through the human mind. Wisdom you can only get from the Spirit of Almighty God. Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Jesus teaches us to trust in God. Now, when God sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us, we have been taken over spiritually through God's grace by God's Holy Spirit. He says, God does, that I am sending my Spirit to seal you. We're sealed by God's stamp, His Holy Spirit. As soon as we trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life, we can trust Him. Jesus says, trust in God, trust also in me. There's no difference. I am God in human form. When you see me, you've seen God, He said. I am the one you're looking for. Here I am right in front of you. But what are we going to do about Him? Do we or do we not trust God? When I trust God, that means then that I am admitting within that trust structure God gives me through wisdom that God has the authority and the power, and whatever is going to happen in my life, He decides what to allow there. God says, okay, I will allow you to do this. All you got to do is read Job, and you'll listen to Satan keeps having to get permission from God. So why do people worship a Satan or their God of this world when he's got to go to God to get permission to do anything? You want a good drink of water? Go to the head of the stream. That's God. And God gives us wisdom to following. So therefore I know, whatever's going on in my life, it doesn't matter. What matters is God has allowed it to go on. And if God has allowed it to go on, there's a purpose for it. But only if I trust Him. Not my own wisdom, not my own knowledge. I must trust the godly wisdom that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died so it could be instilled within each of us. And when I trust His wisdom in my life, whatever is going on then, God allowed it to be there. Daniel 4 verse 35. All the people are of the earth are nothing compared to Him, speaking of God. He has the power to do as He pleases among the angels of heaven and with those who live on earth. No one can stop Him or challenge Him, saying, what do you mean by doing these things? I'm not going to argue with God as to why it's going on. I've been there. You lose. And it's so heartbreaking during that period. And yet now looking back on so much that has happened in my ministry, in my calling, I am so appreciative of all the bad times God allowed in my life. I wasn't too appreciative during it. But looking back now, I can see God has a plan. You see, God says, I have a plan for your life. You wouldn't be here today. You would not be on planet Earth if God did not have a plan for your life. And do you know about all of those babies that are being slaughtered and murdered through abortion? God has a plan for those children. I don't understand it. What happened to those children? I don't see it, except for the evil in the heart of man. And God has to intervene. And God says, fine, I'll take the child. You remember that it was Jesus who said, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and your children. Without the wisdom of the Spirit of God in our life, anything that goes on with us will pull us down. Right? Well, think of it. In our own life, when it hits, and too often, we don't ask God about it before we do it or what's going on beforehand. But as soon as tragedy strikes, all they say is left is prayer, when that's all we had to begin with. Do bad things happen to good people? Yeah. Happens to bad people too. God looks at our life and says, you're important because you are one of a kind. Every one of us. Never throughout all history, past, present, or future, will there ever be two individuals that were ever uniquely alike, the same. That's how different every one of us are. But God says, I want you to know something. I'm going to allow this hurt to go on in your life. How do I know it? Because no one can challenge God. So that means Satan does not have permission to mess with me unless God gives him permission. And then throughout your life, you will see where you fall here, you fall here, you fall here. You don't see many times of getting back up. You see where we feel like we failed, we failed, we failed, and yet we do understand that we're not failures. What happens? We cease to depend on the wisdom of God and seek out our own individual knowledge. Wisdom of man's not very hot. Freud, when I was studying in psychology, he drove me nuts reading about him. Most of them were crazy. I never could understand why I had to learn about people who were on cocaine and multiple things going on within their life. They didn't sound too smart to me. God says, I'm a friend that'll always be there. So why do I pick friends of the ways of the world when they're always there as long as things are going good? Anytime they say, I'll get your back, that's when you need to run. Because God says to us, I got you. I got you. I got you. All of who you are. So therefore, what I'm allowing to take place within your life, Larry, is there for a purpose. I will not understand those purposes fully until I'm with the Lord. But he didn't leave me because that I fell in the ditch. He didn't walk away from me because I tripped over my self-knowledge or my own thinking. He said, get up, let's try this again. Get up, let's try this again. That's why we're not failures. As a Christian, we are to depend on the Lord and trust him. When we trust God, we see opportunities in every trouble in our life. It is a time when those areas of our life are hit. We pray, God, set my soul afire, so that I can have your wisdom. so that I can trust you. For without the wisdom of Almighty God, I cannot trust God. Satan misquotes scripture to us to make us feel better. God tells us the truth, realizing that we're not heaven bound because of our feelings. We're heaven bound because of our trust in Jesus Christ. Whether you feel good or feel bad, it's always Jesus. There's the wisdom. So he says, look at your troubles and find an opportunity. James 1, 2, and 3. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. And what do we hear our friends say? We would say the closest thing to joy is, oh, joy. Oh, joy. And a sarcastic joy. Yet, the wisdom of God tells us, trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. He says to us through his wisdom, I want you to know that if it's going on in your life, there is a remedy, or let's say there's a pot of gold. Let's do it that way so we can relate to it at the end of the tunnel. You know, our problem is not looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Our problem is there is no light at the end of our tunnels. We see darkness. We allow trouble to overshadow us to the point that even going through, we're right at the verge of stepping to the other end and we still see darkness. We don't see hope. Why not? Well, I'm going to fail again. I'm going to mess up again. Yeah, you are. Get over it, folks. In that human condition, you're going to mess up. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about a real friend. I'm talking about one that you can trust, and he's proved to us we could trust him because he went to that cross for you and me. Trust me, Larry, I got this. When Jesus says, I got this, trust him. He got it. And he took it right there on the cross. Is Larry Vance guilty? Yes. Therefore, I will die and take the punishment for his guilt. But in the process, all the enemies of Christ forgot something. The moment he conquered the grave, it was over. You see, when he went to that cross for you and me, he went to that cross because he saw us before we ever existed. He knew we were coming. He knew our name. That's God. Knowing how miserable we would be and all the sin we would soak our lives into, you know what? He loved me anyway and went to that cross for me. And on that cross, he took it all. It's not that I made as though I haven't sinned. It's that Jesus took my punishment. Because I have sinned. As a matter of fact, it was God who said, I see now. And when he was saying, no more will the earth be covered by be destroyed by water, by a flood. Because then he said, because I see now that man's heart is evil continually. God looked at the human condition. He says, look. The only way we can correct this human condition of sin is I, God, must come down in human form. Oh, that's a little way out there, really. Try virgin birth and see how far that one is out. Do I believe it? Sure, I believe it. I don't just believe it, I know it. I know Jesus is in me. And I know there's a battle inside of me, inside of my whole being, that continues to fight. Continues. Well, now, preacher, you get to the point to where you just finally don't pull away from what God's telling you to do. Really? How long you been preaching? There's not a day of my life. There's not a minute of any time, whether I'm studying, whether I'm with someone, there is not a minute of my life to where my heart will be so focused on Christ. No. And when somebody tells you they're that close to the Lord, they're a liar and the truth's not in them. You're going to sin. That's not the question. The question is, what are you going to do with it? When the Lord says all the problems that you have, I want you to know that I have allowed it to happen to you. So what are you going to do with it, Larry? I'm going to sit here and whine because you did it to me, Lord. I just don't understand. What did I do wrong? I don't ask that anymore because I keep getting that reverberation in me. It says everything. Now listen to the scripture. Look for those opportunities. James 1, 2, and 3 again. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. It is not the race. It's how many times I get up. I'm running the race in life. Folks, I don't know about you, but I get knocked down all the time. I think, I didn't intend for it to come out that way. I did not intend for this to happen. I did not intend. Well, suck it up, Larry Vance. It happens. Now, what are you going to do with it? And that's exactly a question that the Spirit and the wisdom of Almighty God directs to us. Okay. Do we really think that Jesus didn't realize we were sinning? Why do you think he went to the cross? If we could keep commandments, if we could do it on our own, Jesus Christ would not have had to die on that cross. You can't do it, neither can any other human being. It is total wisdom of Christ. I don't know why all of these things happen, except God's Word says it'll help you to grow in faith. Now, folks, the human part of every one of us says, thank you, Lord, and it has over the years. All the trials and tribulations have made me to grow in faith. Now, Lord, I'd appreciate it. I'm grown up. I've grown enough. So I'd appreciate it if you cut me a little slack from this day forward so that I don't have any. I just think I'm grown, Lord. Have you ever caught yourself in talking to God and start laughing at the prayer you just prayed? you think, Lord, I realize that what I've just said to you makes no sense to me, so I don't have any idea that it made any sense to you, but you know my heart, and you know that I don't know what I'm doing outside of you. Folks, you got to admit that. What do we want people to tell us? Oh, you're so smart, you're so this. Well, the person who thinks they're that smart, they're not very bright at all. And another thing is, I don't want to be. You got it? I don't want to be. I love in the Marine Corps, the rank of corporal is what we all wanted. Why that rank? Because we got to tell the Lance Corporals, the PFCs, and the privates what to do, and the Sergeant E5 had to take all the heat if it was done wrong. I mean, that was a good place to be. Somebody else takes the heat. But Jesus said, I took your heat, Larry. I see now that that was Jesus' voice on that front porch down in Santo Domingo. When the round started coming in on that porch and I was too afraid to move. And a hand comes around and drags me in. See, you're not supposed to tell those kind of stories. You're supposed to tell how brave you are. Now, the truth of the matter is, you and I have absolutely no hope at all unless our heart is sold out to Jesus. I don't understand life, but I'm living it. I cannot understand what is going on in my life, but it's going on in my life. But I can tell you this, I trust Jesus because He said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And those who have called on the Lord will not end up in judgment. Those individuals will never see death. Trust me, Jesus said. But you can only trust Jesus when you have the wisdom from God to do so. Last one, when we trust God, we witness the power of Jesus. That's why the Lord wants us to trust Him. His power is there, waiting for it, offered to us. And He said, trust me. Lord, I will. I'll bring it and I'll lay it at the foot of the cross. And then, as you know, we pick it back up and take it back to the pew with us. Or we'll do it at home. Same thing. Wherever your altar is. And it can be anywhere. You don't even have to get on your knees to be talking to God. Humble your heart and talk to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Now, this is the Apostle Paul now. You got to remember when these two verses I'm doing, 9 and 10, you got to remember the precursor to them was that Apostle Paul had entered the realm of the third heaven. He said, I don't know whether it was in the body or out of the body. I can just tell you that I went. Only God knows how it was that I saw there. But then you know what he said? He said, everything that I third heaven, folks, is on the realm of God. Supposedly, that's the realm of God himself. He said, you know, I can't tell you. Because there are no words that can fit what I saw. Oh, I love that. He said, but because this happened to me as a human being, he said, I love to brag, especially on myself. And he did. Of course, the things he bragged about was a fact. He was smarter than the rest of them. But he said, in order for me not to get too cocky, God has sent a thorn, Satan, an evil spirit, to buffet me, to keep me humble. Didn't say he sent deacons to do that. Said he sent Satan to do that. Allowed it to happen. And he said, now I'm thankful for that. He said, I prayed to God three times to remove it, but God said no. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Each time, he said, this is when he's talking about asking three times. My gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weaknesses. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may work through me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now you must have the wisdom of God in order to catch that. For if you don't have the wisdom of God, that'll go right over your head. He said, I'm thankful now. I'm thankful that this thorn in my flesh is there. He quit asking God to remove it. He said, now I know that in my weakness, Jesus is revealed. The answers come when? Right in the middle of the weakness. Right in the middle of the breakdown. Right in the middle of the hurt and pain so deep within your life that you saw no way of living through it. The breakdown of the emotions, the breakdown of the desire, the breakdown so often comes to the heart of man in the form of, I don't want to live anymore. Let me tell you, I do not want to live anymore without the power of Christ. And when I said yes to Jesus, that was guaranteed. You know what a problem is? We're not tapping into the power. We're looking at the problem. We're looking at, woe is me. I tell you what, with all the problems and trials and tribulations in your life, were any of them like Jesus who hung on that cross? Do you realize there's the multiplicity of personalities that Jesus died for? See, Jesus loves me. He said, I love you just like you are. I love you like you are. So with the power of Christ, he says, let me do the changing because you ain't doing too hot with it. Folks, it's the true friend, the only one I can trust, the only one you can trust. Because you see, in that closet in your mind, in your spirit, you go back and you pray and you tell God the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But do not ever do that with another human being. Do you hear me? You do that directly with Christ. Trust Him. Because it's already taken care of. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your name because You are holy. We praise Your name, Heavenly Father, because of the power that You offer to us. Help us, Father, to realize that when we truly trust You, we will have Your power. Forgive us for our failures, shortcomings. Oh, Father, forgive us for the multiple words within this past week and day that were uttered from us that were not from You. Father, as we march through this life, help us keep in step with You. It is Your Spirit, Father, that I crave for each of us. Touch us with Your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.